Hey, this is 98.1 KZE. This is Terry. I'm here live in Catskill for Catskill Summer Solstice. And I am sitting with Daniel Ward. He is a board member of the Village of Catskill Trustee. Also a lifelong Catskillian, even though I think you did leave town for a little while and are now back. Just talk to us a little bit about Summer Solstice. I think you are also one of the directors of putting this on. So, you know, why? Why are we doing Summer Solstice this year? Why did you bring it to the community? And what are your dreams for it?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me on. The premise of the Summer Solstice was all of the towns that are surrounding Catskill in the Hudson Valley, I feel, have their summer event that showcases the businesses, that showcases like what it means to live in Catskill, and also brings everyone out to enjoy like just the summer weather, to enjoy life, to enjoy everybody coming together. So prior to running for the position of board member on the trustees here in Catskill, I had wanted to do this for a long time, and I knew that we were doing the winter solstice, and it was a successful event, obviously similar to our event today. A lot hinges on the weather, unfortunately. This year for the winter solstice was not great, but this year for the summer solstice, we lucked out and we kind of threaded the needle. So yeah, I'm like super excited to see everyone out. I'm seeing everybody that I do know through town, but also a lot of unfamiliar faces that are like so excited to like come into town and then have this like event pop up. So this being the first year, we took like a model and wanted to go something to in like the past maybe 20 years ago when Catskill had old Catskill days. And so, you know, next year, I'm always, you know, an optimist. I'm always thinking down the line, big picture. I'd love to do this for like the entire weekend. But this event kind of started with me having a conversation with a few merchants, and really, you know, about a handful or two were really on board with putting this together and had spearheaded all of the different tasks. And it's a lot to get anything going, especially for the first year, and something of this magnitude, closing an entire street down and bringing in all kinds of different entities, and then just getting the community engaged and vendors and business owners to want to, like, not to want to, but to be able to like allow them the freedom to brainstorm cool ideas.
And everything has been so creatively done, as I feel like is kind of the heart of everything Catskill does. The one thing I love about this town so much, and I've noticed, is how tight-knit all the merchants are, how supportive everybody really is of each other. And it just really flows in the streets. Like I said, it flows in the creativity that you see. Everyone is kind of within each other's business and sort of supporting each other, from different artists that like Joust might be representing, for example, or that you see at CityEd. And everyone is really, really friends. And I feel like that speaks so much to like this growing and thriving community. I'm really curious for you to talk about, when you say old Catskill days versus new Catskill days, what do you mean by that? And what in...
It was literally, the weekend event was coined as the old Catskill days.
Oh.
And so I'm not old enough to have gone to that and like remember it, but I've had it and heard through conversations over the past 5 to 10 years since, like you said, I came back to town after doing my stint in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And even coming back in 2015, seeing how much Catskill and Greene County in general had kind of changed. And so, you know, they just, it just like was something that I was like, why are we not having a celebration, you know, to encapsulate like what Catskill is and to bring people out for the summer? You know, a lot of the different merchants throughout the past couple of years they've had different music events, they've had different showcases. You know, when we do First Fridays here for the businesses, the merchants step up and they put together creative things to bring people in and to kind of have something, you know, cool to do on a Friday. But like, I guess I wanted to take what was already something that Catskill has shown to love and support over the past years and like take kind of the new look and things that are new to the village to, you know, bring more people in and bring just like the community together.
Yeah, and I love it. I love that it's also aligned with Make Music Day, which is happening all around the world, and just making music and art and just freedom of who you are as a human in all those different forms kind of aligned with it as well. And it's really beautiful. Thanks so much for coming on. I'm so excited for this to keep happening every single year. Hopefully, if you're not able to make it today, you can try to come in. This is going on till 10 p.m. So if you can make it to Catskill at some point today, that would be great. If not, check it out next year. Also, there's Winter Solstice. And like Daniel said, there is Catskill First Friday. Every first Friday of the month, there's lots of cool stuff going on. And thanks for listening. This is KZE 98.1. And we will talk soon. Thanks. Yay. I'm not an on-air person.
So. Oh, it's...
Well, I am sometimes.
I did.
But what was funny is that I could hear our...